Today I'm going to present to you on biodegradable mulch and soil amendment effects on both vegetable yield and soil physical properties. So since the 1950s, polyethylene mulch has been used in vegetable production for weed management, increased yield, water retention, and increased soil temperature, which can extend the growing season. So this has a lot of economic benefits for the grower. However, it does come with a lot of disadvantages, namely environmental ones. So as of 2004, annually 130 million kilograms of polyethylene were used every year in vegetable production. However, these plastics persist in the soil for hundreds of years, and while they're in the soil, they're releasing toxins and absorbing pollutants. Additionally, soil particles tend to adhere to these mulch surfaces, meaning that they can't be recycled. This means a lot of these mulches end up in the landfill, or else they're stored, and in some cases they're even burned. So to this end, the goal is to replace polyethylene with biodegradable mulches. And the ideal biodegradable mulch is going to offer similar benefits to a polyethylene mulch, and it will last through the field season, but you'd be able to incorporate it into the soil after the field season. So for my research, we focused on biodegradable plastics and polylactic acid. So biodegradable plastics do have a lot of similar qualities to polyethylene, and they degrade pretty quickly in the soil. However, they're still petroleum-derived, up to 70% in some cases. So especially for organics, this is not acceptable for organic practice to till something with a petroleum-derived product into the soil. So now polylactic acid. This can be 100% bio-based from fermented corn, sugar beets, cassava, sugarcane. However, it's very resistant to degradation, which means it's just going to hang out in the soil and potentially cause problems in the future. So for the objectives of my study, we understand a bit about how plastics act in the soil after soil incorporation, but we don't know as much about what these residual biodegradable mulches are doing after incorporation. So we added soil amendments with the goal of increasing degradation of the both mulches, but especially the polylactic acid mulch. And I wanted to see what these long-term effects were on vegetable crop yield and soil fertility, as well as soil physical properties. So this was a two-year experiment with two locations and two crops. There's a preliminary year in 2017 where the mulch was surface applied, and then it was at two locations, Lincoln, Nebraska, which is a humid continental climate, and Scottsbluff, Nebraska, which is a semi-arid climate. We grew sweet corn in 2018, and this summer we are growing Savoy cabbage. As I mentioned, we're focusing on two different mulch types, a novel polylactic acid mulch, which is basically a sandwich of a spun bond outer layer, and then the inside part is a melt-blown matrix with wood fibers or wood particles embedded in it. The biodegradable plastic is Bio360, which is a fairly commonly used biodegradable mulch. So next, in 2017, we removed half of the mulch from the field and then incorporated the second half into the soil. We then applied four different soil amendments and then had a control as well. So these are the rates that we applied our amendments at. You can see the compost was at pretty high rates. This is the dry weight, however, it's controlled for nitrogen. And we also had a mustard cover crop in 2018 and a hairy vetch and rye mixture in 2019. Then we also applied a compost extract, and then we had kitchen sink, which, as you can imagine, was all three of the other ones combined. This is the rationale for why we chose these amendments. So compost has been shown to actually facilitate faster degradation of polylactic acid. It also increases yields and can improve organic matter, which can also improve macroaggregation. Cover crops can also stimulate microbial communities and improve water infiltration rates. And compost extract does have comparable microbial populations and numbers to solid compost. It's also of very great interest in the organic community, which is another reason we wanted to test it. So I'm going to go into a little bit more detail on the soil physical properties that I measured. So the first two, A and B, is what happens to the soil once water makes first contact with it. So with A, we measured sorptivity with a single ring infiltration, and this measures the rate of water entry into the soil, which is important for determining if you're going to end up with ponding or in some cases excess leaching. For wet aggregate stability, we wanted to measure water erosion, and we used a wet sieving method to measure the proportion of water-stable macroaggregates and microaggregates. And then for soil tensile strength and soil compaction, we used a force meter to measure those, which are important for root growth and crop production. So some of our first year results, we did not find that mulch had any impact on yield. However, at Scott's Bluff, compost and sink did both increase yields. And this is not necessarily surprising because we did apply a large amount of compost, and the soil at Scott's Bluff is comparatively much poorer than the soil East Campus in terms of organic matter and macronutrients. So this is sort of a quick overview of the 2019 spring macronutrients. There were no effects on East Campus up until this point. However, here we saw that compost did finally give a bump to nitrate and phosphorus and potassium. And then, interestingly, we saw there was a negative effect from the rye cover crop, which was very robust this year. And at Scott's Bluff, there was not that negative effect from the cover crop, but every single year at Scott's Bluff, there was an increase in NPK. And yeah, mulch, again, had no effect, which we were a little concerned because it's very high carbon mulch, so we were a little worried about nitrogen immobilization, so we did not see that. So for this graph, again, mulch, no impact on this. But if you focus on the top two lines, you will see that this is over four sampling periods that we measured organic matter. And both sink and compost really did give a boost to the organic matter, especially at Scott's Bluff. And finally, at this last measurement in 2019, we saw a bump on East Campus as well. So again, this makes sense because we were applying quite a bit of compost. So finally, we did see some result from our mulch. It appeared that polylactic acid actually increased macroaggregates when it was incorporated into the soil for both locations. East Campus, it's very noticeable. The incorporated PLA had more macroaggregates than the control PLA. And the opposite was actually true for the biodegradable plastic Bio360. This was only in combination with the sink treatment at East Campus. And at Scott's Bluff, similarly, polylactic acid increased those macroaggregates. There's no effect from Bio360. So this is actually consistent with some studies showing that surface-applied polylactic acid does increase macroaggregates. There are also other studies showing that soil in the presence of polylactic acid has an increased fungal community, and fungi is known to be very important for soil aggregation. We also saw that our organic amendments did improve the sorptivity. So this was in 2018 and 2019. We measured the extremes of our treatments for soil sorptivity. And this also makes sense with that large boost in organic matter that we saw, because that's going to attract more macrofauna. So they're going to be creating more pores and making water channels. Also, the cover crops, the roots are going to be improving water sorptivity through additional root channels. Again, the increase in macroaggregates is something else that's going to improve the soil structure, leading to an increase in soil sorptivity as well. There also was a fairly high positive correlation with the PLA remaining and sorptivity at Scott's Bluff, which again, I'm thinking that could be related to the fungal communities and macroaggregation. And as you can see, 2018, there was actually no increase in sorptivity from the treatment, but I think that just kind of shows that a lot of these organic amendments maybe take a little bit of time, so it's why they're worth studying over the long term. Finally, in conclusion, we found that residual mulch of either type did not have an effect on crop yield or quality. However, compost did have a positive effect on yield and nutrients. Also, polylactic acid-based mulch may improve soil structure. In this picture, this is actually a soil macroaggregate at 40 times magnification, and those little strands you see are polylactic acid mulch fibers embedded in it. So it could potentially be contributing to aggregation. And as we saw, Bio360 may actually decrease soil structure with the decrease in macroaggregates, but that increase in microaggregates also may improve soil organic matter sequestration, as there are papers saying that, those are important for soil organic matter sequestration. And finally, organic management strategies do improve soil infiltration, and this is going to reduce ponding, improve your root function, plant growth, and nutrient cycling. So finally, I'd like to thank a lot of our student workers and my fellow grad students in the Wartman Lab, and Gary Stone, who's in charge of all things management at Scotts Bluff, as well as USDA NIFA for funding, and the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. So I can take questions, I guess? All right. Yeah, so we used two different, the compost at Scotts Bluff was a manure, more of a manure-based feedstock, and at East Campus it was a yard waste. And so they just had different levels of nitrogen, and we wanted to correct for nitrogen and apply the same amount. So that's why there's different weights, but the nitrogen was the same. Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. So my coworker is doing more of that. He's doing more of the mulch degradation side of it. And we actually, as of for sure this year, almost by 1 year after it, the mulch visibly was gone, the plastic mulch. However, there were still chemical markers for it in the soil. So we couldn't see it, but chemically it was still there.
Yep.